Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 6, Episode 26 of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us once again today as we continue our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials, studying in the week of June the 10th to June the 16th, studying Amos chapter 5 to 7. And today we're going to continue with our study of Alma chapter 5, beginning with verse 18. So Alma continues by saying, "Or otherwise, can you imagine yourselves brought before the tribunal of God with your souls filled with guilt and remorse, having a perfect remembrance of all your guilt, yea, a perfect remembrance of all your wickedness, yea, a remembrance that ye have set at defiance the commandments of God?" Before we continue on to verse 19, I just want to point out here that Alma using the word guilt here, we talk about, when we talk about sin, we talk about guilt and then we talk about shame. And I like how Alma here uses the word guilt, because guilt is an important part of repentance. It's recognizing that we have done wrong and that we need to change. And guilt is an important part of that process, because without it, we would not recognize the need for change. Whereas shame is where we kind of think about what we've done wrong and automatically start to have negative thoughts about ourselves and how we are shameful, how we are not good enough, and so on and so on. Whereas it's not a driver to have change, it's a driver to have us do it again because we don't believe that we are worthy of saving or that we are worthy of, you know, anyone worrying about us as an individual, but rather we just think that we are not worth saving. And that's why I think that this is an important verse here. And the wording that's used is important because, yes, we need to have guilt, but we need to try and avoid shame. In verse 19, it says, "I say unto you, can you look up to God in that day with a pure heart and clean hands? I say unto you, can you look up having the image of God engraven upon your countenances?" Now, of course, Alma knows that at some point we'll make a mistake and we will not have clean hands or maybe a pure heart, and we therefore need help to have the image of God engraven upon our countenances, or to have the Spirit of God with us in a clear, consistent manner. And in verse 21, this is what he says about that. It says, "I say unto you, you will know at that day that you cannot be saved, for there can be no man saved except his garments are washed white. Yea, his garments must be purified until they are cleansed from all stain through the blood of him of whom it has been spoken of by our fathers, who should come to redeem his people from their sins." I think that's interesting, because Alma is speaking from very personal experience here. When you think about what journey he's been on and how he has firsthand noticed and recognized guilt, he is then by firsthand called upon the Saviour, and the Saviour has cleansed and redeemed him. He now moves forward with that perfect faith that it is possible to be forgiven, and I think that sometimes in our lives we need to have that faith, just like Alma, that we can be forgiven if we go through the steps of the gospel, that we have faith in the Saviour, we repent of those sins and we renew our covenants and strive to have the Spirit in our lives again, that we can over time be cleansed and purified by the Saviour's atonement. But again, you know, it's a process that we need to go through. We can't just expect that we do nothing about it and everything will be okay. We need to have this change of heart. And so as such, Alma goes on in verse 26 and says, "And now, behold, I say unto you, my brethren, if you have experienced a change of heart, and if you have felt to sing the song of redeeming love, I would ask, can you feel so now?" I think that's an important question. It's a significant one for all of us as members of the Lord's Church. I want to link this with Mosiah chapter 4:12, where it says, and it's King Benjamin speaking here, if you remember, "Behold, I say unto you that if you do this, ye shall always rejoice and be filled with the love of God, and always retain a remission of your sins. And ye shall grow in the knowledge of the glory of him that created you, or in the knowledge of that which is just and true." The bit that I wanted to kind of link specifically here is the always retaining a remission of your sins. It is possible to always retain this remission. I mentioned when we studied it, that section, a little while ago, that the word remission has an important place in our family after our son's diagnosis of leukemia, that this idea that remission is a removal of a illness or virus or, you know, a disease which is within the body. But the important point about remission is that it's not a cure, it's not gone forever until that process of treatment is completed. And even so, I mean, our son has finished treatment a few weeks ago now, and yet he's still technically classed as it being in remission and not cured yet for another 5 years until they see that the disease will not return to the body after 5 years of finishing that treatment, which is a very long time. And, you know, a bit of a worry for us still, but it just hits home to me, this idea of having a remission of our sins, that we need to continue on the process of living the gospel, of treating that sin or that misdeed or whatever it is that we are trying to repent of, that we don't just kind of say, okay, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it again, and that's it, job done. It is a process of re-going through faith, repentance, renewing covenants throughout this mortal life. And that if we can always retain a remission of our sins, we are continually doing those things we need to connect ourselves to the Spirit. And I just think that here, to link it back to our words, when we do this, we feel joy, we feel gratitude, we feel all of the power of the Saviour to be able to redeem us. We can feel that, and it is truly a song of redeeming love. And just want to finish the verse 27, which says, "Have you walked, keeping yourselves blameless before God? Could you say, if you were called to die at this time within yourselves, that you've been sufficiently humble, that your garments have been cleansed and made white in the blood of Christ, who will come to redeem his people from their sins?" It is an opportunity for the Nephites who are listening in Zarahemla to Alma to renew that joy of the gospel and to renew that commitment to always seek for that remission of their sins, to sing the songs of redeeming love. I just think that it's an excellent, I mean, this is a beautiful sermon by Alma. We'll continue with it tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining us today, and until we meet again.